Thank you so much. Sorry. So we we left off last time with this the question of the nature of the din. We talked shani yochli shav mashali. Right, is it that built into Chi of Shvua is really that you're Chayiv Mamon, just you have the option of Shvua, in which case we talk about Shavu L'Shalom, it's very, very Pashat, and that's exactly Shiva Rabbi Abba, or then no, Chi of Shvua is a Chi of Shvua, but then you have a second step that kicks in, that if you are unable to swear, either because of some reisa on your part, meaning either in a way that casts substantive suspicion on you, or at least in a way that in a way that shows a lack of cooperation, right? If there's some fault or suspicion of your own, you are unable to swear, then a new chiyuv tashlumin kicks in. And we get a lot of nafkaminas on the board. I thought that might also affect the issue of the tosos on the Hayamid base, on the top of the Hayamid base. The Gemara says, if we recall, by the case of Shua's Exis, that the Gemara asks, why are we bringing in E.E.S. L'Rochia Kamaisa? Either way, Lamaisa, bottom line, now that we live after the time of the Amoraim, he's Chayiv Shua's Hesis. And why are we not happy to Shua's Hesis on the other guy? And the answer is, the Kanta of the Kanta, Lo of Dinan. Clearly, Shua's Hesis is a Drabanan. Clearly, Hipoch Shua is a Drabanan. So therefore, there's no Hipoch Shua. So Tos just asked, on the top of the Fame of Bay, very cryptic Tosos. When we talk Shaniyochli, right, the question. Almost all Tosos start with the question, just they don't always say it. So the question is, Teinach, we don't do Hipach Shvua, but why not do Mitok Shaniyochli Shav Mashalim on Shvua's Hesis? That's not an additional Tekana. Mitok Shaniyochli Shav Mashalim is a regular rule. Is a Dindoraisa. And we talk Shaniyochli Shav Mashalim, Lo Shayachad Kidifrishis. Okay, Tosos thought he was being exceedingly clear. Kidifrishis, okay, I have a little Masor Shas here. The Kilkel of the new Gemara is that the seven Masor Shas being the margin, you have to follow the letter. Amid Aleph de Rasel Shekinegdo, so apparently Rabbi Yeshua Boaz held that Kidifrishis means, it didn't say Kidifrishis B'samach, right? Just Kidifrishis. Kidifrishis means the Rasul Shekinegdo. What does Shekinegdo mean? That he explained why he's been talking about Shaykh, right? This is Tosfos, Hayamid Beis. Mitoch is not Shaykh. Why? So, the Mesoris HaShas holds because Mitoch is not Shaykh to a Chashud. Which is exactly what he discussed about Hayamid Beis. He had two different answers why Mitoch wasn't Shaykh to a chashid. However, the Rishash, Rishash comes a long time afterwards, right? The Maharam Lublin was a was not long after the Masor Shas. The Maharam Lublin, or contemporary Masor Shas, has two pshatim. He says, first of all, maybe he means kidapricious, meaning pashadak kidapricious, like I just said, right? I said, mitoch not shaykh to a chashid. Two explanations why mitoch not shaykh to a chashid. Either because they ain't the sof, so then people take all his money, or because he didn't do anything wrong by refusing. It's not his fault, it's our fault, and therefore we can't penalize him. That's as for what's his second shot? Kidapricious. What's the second shot of Maram, which the Rishash agrees with?
That he wants to swear, we're not letting him.
I don't mean the second shot in Tosin Haman Aleph. The second shot in Tosin Haman Beis. This is Maharam Milublin,
first pshat, but the Maharam Lublin's second pshat, which the Rishash agrees with, is where does Kedaprishus mean? Not Kedaprishus on Hayim and Aleph, but Kedaprishus on
Gimel.
Gimel and Beis, right? Gimel and Beis, because Mitoch is not Shayach to Shuvah D'Rabbanan. And for sure not to Shuvah Hesses. He tells us in the Gimel and Beis, said Mitoch is not Shayach, sounded like Mitoch is not Shayach to any Shuvah D'Rabbanan. Certainly Mitoch is not Shayach to a Shuvah Hesses, which is a Kal Shuvah D'Rabbanan that's not even in the Mishnah. Not called the Shuvah Mishnah, called the Shuvah Hesses. So this is the Machlokas, 2 days in the Maharam, which the Masoret Shas versus the second day in the Maharam and the Rishash. What does Tosfos, what does Tosfos mean? Kedifrishas. the Rishash has a bit of a kasha against the Masoret Shas, which I wasn't mekabel so well. The Rishash asked, I don't understand. If you think it appreciates means on an Aleph, then it doesn't make sense. The second day makes sense. Kid appreciates that it, there's no reason to talk to Yochel Hashem Mishal because he didn't do anything wrong. You don't see me talk to Yochel Hashem Mishal if he's doing something wrong. But on the first day, the only reason we don't say me talk to Yochel Hashem Mishal is because we don't want people to take advantage of him, so we make them swear first. But if you can't make them this really no tell, then why not just leave it on the level of mitoch? If you don't have the option this really no tell, why should you let him get off scot-free? So I didn't think it was a very strong question, Rishash. The answer is, Shuas Hashem is only Shuas Drabbanan in the first place, so it's not shy at the same mitoch. It's not shy at the same mitoch, because because of Shuvah D'Rabbanan, you shouldn't let people be taken advantage of by others. And therefore, it's not a big deal to let them go scot-free, because it's only Shuvah D'Rabbanan anyway. So I think both pshatim are possible. What could be, now, they could be just arguing about Parsha of Tosfos. What does Tosfos mean to the precious? Like, maybe both times are good. Number one, you could say it's not shy to have mitoch by Shuvah D'Rabbanan. Number two, you could say it's not shayach to be told by a chashid, because both of which Tosfos went through explained to us it's not shayach to be told by a chashid, and it's not shayach to be told by Shuvah D'Rabbanan. But it does definitely bring up the issue that perhaps, even though Tosfos. Is there mitoch by Shuvah D'Rabbanan or not? So the Maharam and the Rishash assume that, therefore, there is no mitoch sheni yochel l'shem mishalei by a Shuvah Hesses or a Shuvah D'Rabbanan. However, if you take the first pshat, you might say maybe there is mitoch sheni yochel l'shalim by a Shuas Hesses. And who in fact holds that way? Does anyone know who holds there is mitoch sheni yochel l'shalim by a Shuas Hesses? Does anyone actually hold that? I mean, you don't have to say Mishos Shas holds that. He could just say, look, Shad is, he's going to the Hayim and Aleph, but maybe I would also agree with the Rishas in the second Shad of Maharam. However, this is the Shita of the Ketos. Tzadi Beis Yud says there is mitoch sheni yochel l'shalim b'shalim by Shuvah D'Rabbanan, by Shuas Hesses. It's just that it rarely comes up. Why does it rarely come up? Because if you say, I don't know, then that's not a yochel l'shalim b'shalim, because Shuas Hesses, one of the ways of swearing is to swear that you don't know. And if you're a chashud, then that doesn't come up because it's toast to ham and aleph. You don't say mitoch sheni yochel l'shalim b'shalim by a chashud. And if you're nasvid or ba'abe im chafi didfi, vidvichafi, that doesn't come up because Shuas Hesses, you're allowed to swear or anything, so you can swear to vichafi. But in a case that would come up of mitoch in a Shuvah D'Rabbanan, or Shuvah D'Rabbanan, in a case where it would come up, then you would say mitoch sheni yochel l'shalim b'shalim. I think that this resos is obviously l'shitasei. Well, it brings down different deals, but
You have to ask the question, does it make sense to say mitoshin yochel shalom by shvud rabbanon or not? Would you say mitoshin yochel shalom by shvud rabbanon by shvud heses? So, that might go back to our earlier chakira. We had a chakira mitoch sheinu yochel shava mishalim is that is chayav mamon until he swears, or really it's just a chiyuv shvua. But then there's a new mechayev of mitoshin yachol shalom shalem based on a reisa or a penalty for not swearing. If you take this approach, would this be shayach to shvuas heses? The Gemara says why? The Gemara says in at least according to the Chachamim in shvuas malaf and aleph, what's the difference between shvuas darbanah and shvuas daraisa? Shvuas darbanah, if you don't swear, you're not chayav money. But if someone refuses to swear shvuas heses, they don't take away his money; they just hold him in contempt of court. Anyone know in Judaism what you do if someone's in contempt of court? What? Hey, you put him in chayav for contempt of court. But clearly, you have to hold like Rishash and the Maharam against the Ktzos. This can't be shayach to a shua drabbanan. It can't be that a shua drabbanan includes a chiyuv mamon, because we know the Gemara said in Shuas that a shua drabbanan, at least a shua heses, not so clear if we're talking about all shuas or all shuas heses, but at least because Gemara in Shvuos, Mem Aleph says, there's no chiyuv mamon in a shua drabbanan. However, if you say, means originally the chiyuv shua was super duper strong chiyuv mamon. That might be true with shua daraisa. That's not be true with shua heses. You can say Rav Nachman shua heses means the guy's really chiyuv mamon. Rav Nachman shua heses chiyuv mamon, impossible. And against the Gemara in shuas, it can't be that the shua heses is really chiyuv mamon. But if you're going to say it's a new mechayev based on your behavior, then, right? Like the Ktzos, that this new reisa or penalty is shayach to a shvua d'rabbanan, just like a shvua d'oraisa. After all, why not? It's not that the chiyuv shua was so chomer. The chiyuv shua was not so chomer. Just your reaction to the chiyuv shua, your behavior in the context of the chiyuv shua is very chomer. Okay, so your behavior in the context of the chiyuv shua is just as chomer when it comes to shua heses, when it comes to shua daraisa. The shua is just the background for your reaction. It's your reaction that's so chomer. So it could very well be, and the ktsos, therefore, I think the ktsos be mochrach that he holds like, we call this the Rambam right side of the chakira perhaps, right? He holds like the right side of the chakira, that the ktsos holds, even though the ktsos all over, in many places he brings down both sides of the chakira. But in many places he brings down both sides of the chakira, but the simple pshat is that we see from here that the ktsos himself is paskening like the right side of the chakira, that mitoshin yochel shav mishalim is a new mechayev, and that's why it can be shayev to a shvud rabbanus. That's another nafmina of that kibra. Okay, I think I left off last time saying we can make it a lot more complicated, but we wouldn't necessarily. So we'll leave the rest for your. That's very tempting. All right, I'll just. we'll leave the rest for your email. Okay, it's complicated enough as is. Let's go on to the Gemara then. Heyman Beis. Zeg Yishava She'inu Mokach Michetzia. So the Gemara asks. The Lashon Neshua is a little funny, right? I swear that I ain't li Bapach Michetzia. I don't own less than half. Now, what does it mean, I don't own less than half? Why don't I swear what I do own? Right? After all, maybe I don't own anything, right? I think in modern day Hebrew we would say Zei Shava Sheyesh Lo Ba Lefachot Chetzia. Right? That's what we would say in modern Hebrew. So I guess they didn't have that phrase in their days. So the Gemara is asking, why are we swearing what you don't have? You swear what you do have. Ravuna, the Amr Shwar Shiashli Bhavi Ainzwa Pakhmichat. No, really you swear, you don't just swear what it says in the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah is the capstone. You swear Yeshli Ba and Ainzwa Pakhmichat, and then you obviously own at least half of it. The Gemara asks, Vinema Shwar Shakul Shulim, why does he swear it's all his? Meaning, why is he swearing less than his tiny? His tiny is all his. The answer is, Miyavin Lakula. Because we don't give them all the fit from here. We've shown him to do so principle that you never let someone swear more than you're going to award them. No, you never let someone swear more than you're going to award them. Even, as Tosfos points out, even according to the Chacham ben Anas, who allow in certain cases a vadei shurashav, that's when you're giving them for sure more money than they deserve, so they're allowed to swear to the money they're getting, even in my shurashav. But you don't let people swear for more money than they're getting, as Rashi points out here. That it's Laz the Bezdin, that clearly it looks inappropriate in Bezdin. Someone swears it's all, and you give them half, then it just looks like, you know, Bezdin's doing a sheker. Therefore, you never swear more than you're actually going to be awarded. Okay, the name of Shavu Shechetzshali, so why doesn't he just swear it's half his? If so, he's only getting half, let him swear it's half his. Marle the Jibura, no, because then he'd be weakening his own claim, and it's not fair to make him weaken his own claim. He claims it's all his. So it's not fair to make him swear this half his, because he says, what do you mean? It's all mine. The other hand, we can't let him swear it's all his, because we're not going to give it him and it'll look bad. Therefore, he has to use this funny lashon. Hashtun, Nami Gors, Marle Jiburi. Hold on a second. He's still being Marle Jiburi when he swears, I own no less than half. It sounds like he's saying he only gets half. The answer is, Dara Kula Shalil, Derecham Shur Shiesh Lebab Ainli Bapachos Mei Chetzia. No, in the end, we have a great lashon. What he says is, it's all mine. But according to what you're willing to award me, I'm not swearing. So I'm saying it's all mine. And to satisfy you, I'm swearing that I own some and I don't own less than half. Okay, Gevaldik. The Rach, for example, here says, represents the mainstream Sach. Okimna, Ba'omer, Kula Shali, Uldevrechem, Deloya, Vidula Kula, Shushi, Eshla, Ve'ili, Ba'pachas, Mechetia. The Rach didn't really say anything. He just quoted the Gemara. He says, what's the Okimta at the end of the Gemara? That he says, this triple Lashon Shvuach, Kula Shalil Devechem, Yesh Lo Amin Lebach
Muzichatzia. But he doesn't have to necessarily say it. This is what he means.
Ah, no. Shot of the Gemara is that he says it, right? That's why he quoted the Rach. Be Omer, right? Okay, so, the Rov Rishonim, the Rach and most Rishonim, say three parts. Kula Shalil, Ula Devrechem, Vish Liba, Ve'ein Liba, Pachos, Mechetzia. That's Pshat in the Gemara. However, which two Rishonim don't say Pshat in the Gemara? The Riff and? The Riff and the Rambam. You're right. But what does the Riff say?
Just Ve'ein Liba. Ve'ein Liba,
Pachos. That's all the Riff says? Okay, let's check. Okay, yeah, that sounded more familiar to me from the Riff. Right, says the Riff, okay, but just in case, we don't know who's lying, so let's find in the Riff. The Riff says, here we are. Ella name ahachi kula shali ul devrechem shusha ainli bapachs michetzia. The Riff says kula shali ul devrechem ainli ba pachos michetzia. He leaves out yeshli ba. Okay, this is a little trick because what if talking to the guy is nothing? So why would the Riff leave out part of the Gemara? After all, the Gemara said so, right? Why are the Riff leave out this part of the Gemara? So what's Pshat in the Riff, Lechora? What's Pshat in the Riff?
You already said it.
What? Right, the simple Pshat in the Riff, this is what the Achronim point out, simple Pshat in the Riff is that Yesh Liba was only in the half minute before we knew he said Kula Shalil Debrechen. When he was just saying, Inliba Pach Mechetzi, he needed to say Yesh Liba. But once he says Kula Shalil Debrechen, then it's obvious when he says Kula Shalil Debrechem that he has something. So what he's saying is, I have this much, and according to you, that much. But since he started with Kula Shalil, then it's obvious that Yeshli Bas. That's Pashmashat in the Riff. This also seems to be not the Shita,
But seems to be the girsa of the rid, right? I mean, not the sheet of the rid, but the girsa of the rid, the dibur maskil of the rid.
What's the dibur maskil? Again, you can never tell, because in general, our girsa in the Tosas rid is not always so eiskahalim. But he says, the armor hachi kulish l'udavrechem shuash ain't the pachmei chetzio. So this is the rif, and this is the girsa of the rid. L'chora, the hesber is, that yesh libah was only until we, meaning it was a valid hashak v'tariya. You had to say yesh libah, till we knew you had to say kulish l'udavrechem. Once you start with kulish l'udavrechem, then it's obviously yesh libah and you don't need that anymore. That's not going to work for the Rambam. What did the Rambam say? The Rambam says what it says in the Mishnah. Right? Just ein liba pachos michetzia. Okay, then the Rambam skipped the whole Shaka Mataria of Gemara. Well, that's shot for the Rambam. Why does he skip the whole Shaka Mataria of our Gemara? Taka ein liba pachos michetzia, you're in trouble. For the Rif, he doesn't have to skip the Shaka Mataria. He just says it was stages. First we thought you say yesh liba, then we thought you should say kulash l'divreichem, which also includes yesh liba, which obviates the need for yesh liba. For the Rambam, you have to skip the whole Shaka Mataria of the Gemara. Oh, you can't do that. The Shiva Gavetza says, maybe he didn't have this whole girsa, but there's no Masorah in the Rishonim to not have this whole girsa. So what's shot in the Rambam? So all the Achronim say, like the Rid, that, what does the Rambam understand? Exactly. This is the Perish of the Rid. Right? Meaning this is the actual sheet of the Rid. Right? The actual sheet of the Rid. The Rid says our Gemara is not talking about what you say. Our Gemara is talking about what you mean. The Gemara's question is, maybe Ein Liba means he owns nothing. The answer is no. Ein Liba obviously means Yesh Liba of Ein Liba Lichatzi. Give me your break. Maybe Ein Liba means he's admitting that he's withdrawing his claim for all of it. No, obviously, Ein Liba Pachos Michetzia means I think I have more than Chetzia, but to make you happy, at least Chetzia, which is Pashup Shat. Anyone who says I swear that I have no less than I have no less than half of this palace obviously means I have something, and obviously I think I have more than half. Otherwise, we already use that lashon. So therefore, Da'amar means that's the kavanah of what he says. And off you'll ask. But how does it help in our Gemara that this is the kavanah of what he says? Maybe he has a tricky idea in mind, and he really owns nothing and thinks he's going to get and is going to get away with this because technically he only said Ein Liba Pachos Michetzia. So what's the answer to that? Al-Das Bezin is Tosfos points out. This the Gemara in Shua says Al-Das Bezin Rishva. When everyone mashpia someone bezin, we say Havi Yodei Shalal Daitcha Anu Mashpia Moscha Ella Al-Das Bezin. Right? Therefore, really, everyone has to mean what the normal people think they mean. That's what Al-Das Bezdin means. It doesn't mean Bezdin can have weird things in mind. It means we're telling you, when you swear, you're swearing according to the normal meaning of your words. Therefore, the Ram says, all the Gemara is doing is explicating the normal meaning of his words, and then mainly, the normal meaning of his words, that's the Gemara, that says, where Mashpia, you Al-Das Bezdin. So that then, the Machlokas would be, all the other Rishonim would say, like Tosfos, that even though we're Mashpia Al-Das Bezdin, we try to make him speak as clearly as possible. And the Rambam would say, no. Once Rosh B'el does best, then he just has to speak normally. And therefore, he's explaining the normal meaning of his words. All right, just say there. The Havin was that even Al-Das Bezdin, what is Al-Das Bezdin? Even the normal meaning of the words we thought was that he didn't have anything. So the Gemara tells him, no, the normal meaning of I do not own less than half of this is that I own something. Okay, now we get to the very, very fascinating sugya of Chashon and Chashon's Russell. So the Gemara says, and this is a repeat, we're not going to go back, you can chazer, whether we've shown him Daf Beis Amud Beis, about whether Rabbi Yochanan is agreeing with Rav Papa or disagreeing with Rav Papa on Daf Beis Amud Beis. But our Gemara clearly holds the V'chimi Achaz Zatovzom Shua Zawama. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Shua Zatovzom Shua Zawama. Right, our Gemara seems pretty clear that against the Rashi's interpretation of Rav Papa on Daf Beis Amud Beis, that we don't only, that's obviously the next question in our Gemara, that the Takana is not only member of Mekach Memkar and Metziah, what's the Kamashvalon, that it's not, we didn't only Misak and the Shmua because we think they both picked it up at the same time and each one thinks they picked it up first, or they both bought it from the same guy and each one thinks the guy wants to sell it to them. No, we actually made this Takana because we really think people might go and grab someone, meaning, what are the odds that I can go in the Shuk and take something out of your hands and grab it legamri. Lavdavka, it's not so pushy to grab a legamri from you. But what are the odds? That's not going to happen all the time. Therefore, two guys go into Beis Din, and I'm holding something, you say I grabbed it from you, we say, give me a break. Most of it all over right. But what are the odds that if you're walking through the shuk, holding something, I can grab onto it and we'll both be grabbing onto it? That's pretty easy to do. All I have to do is grab onto it and we're in a stalemate. And then we end up coming to Beis Din. So, therefore, to avoid this happening, for Tikkun Olam, they made a shvuah that people wouldn't think they can get away with it so easily. So the Gemara asks, and meaning, we're choshe, I mean, it's not clear yet, it's clear from the next line, we're choshe that someone mamish just grabbed something from someone. So the Gemara asks, v'neim abid choshe no choshe nami ashvuasa? Hold on a second. If you think that he grabbed a talus from someone in the street, that he's a thief, then a thief would also swear falsely. So what good does it do to give him a shvuah? We're going to fix the situation by giving him a shvuah. What good does it do to give him a shvuah? If he's honest, if he's right, he doesn't need the shvuah. And if he's wrong, then he'll swear falsely. So the Gemara says, lo amrina mi d'choshemona choshed ashvuasa. No, really, it must be that we hold choshed amona is not choshed ashvuasa. It must be the old choshed amona is not choshed ashvuasa. Why is choshed amona not choshed ashvuasa? So here it gets a little tricky. What's the simple pshat? Why is choshed amona? Meaning, even this is, by the way, pashim shas chomish. I think pashim shas chomish that chashim is not chashim shua, right? I think that's the assumption of like most people. That's the assumption of most people throughout history until the modern era when people stopped being religious. Is that even someone who's a thief, they wouldn't swear falsely, right? And that's why shua made a lot of sense in Beis Din, right? So why? After all, if the guy's a thief, look, people are either from or they're not from, right? If the guy's from, he wouldn't have stolen someone's house. If he's not from, then he'll swear falsely. So what's the assumption? More chomer. That we assume that we paskin. That we paskin that chasha ledavar akal is not chasha ledavar chomer. That is the mainstream psak. The mainstream psak is that chasha ledavar akal is not chasha ledavar chomer. If a guy eats shvius, we don't think he's going to eat nevela. If a guy talks during davening, we don't think he's going to commit adultery. So shvua is more chamer than mamon, as Rashi says. The chorali in shvius shvua misur gzela. Shua is more chomer to people than gzela, and as Tosu says, near the time the shua chamurik isu yom shua sheol zazel lo sisa. Right, because shua is more chomer. So Tosu points out shua is really more chomer. Rashi points out not only shua really more chomer. People know that shua is more chomer. Therefore, shua is more chomer. Chashan amon is not chashan shua. We assume he would not swear falsely, and everything makes sense so far. And then our whole gemara here. Until the middle of the Daf Vav Aleph, going back and forth debating whether Chashed Mamona is Chashed Ashvasa or whether, in fact, Chashed Mamona is not Chashed. Is not Chashed Ashvasa. What bothers all the Rishonim here, though, is what bothers all the Rishonim here is that at this point in the Gemara, which may be the Maskana, and we remember in the Rishonim, who held that we paskin chashmon is lo chashed ashvasa so far this Maseches? Tosos always argues on Rashi. Rashi is chashmon chashed ashvasa. Tosos always argues and says chashmon is lo chashed ashvasa. So clearly, this Mandavar in the Gemara says chashmon lo chashed ashvasa, and that is the opinion of the Stoma de Gemara. That they conclude this conversation of Vav and Aleph, lo amrina mi d'choshemon chashashvasa, until Abaye comes and then gives what may or may not be another opinion. So the problem is, if you say chashemon chashashvasa, that makes a lot of sense. Intuitively, it sits well with us, because even if a guy, again, I'm not talking about nowadays. Nowadays, we live in a very non-religious world. So you take your average American off the street, is he very afraid of the law of Shavuot Sheker? No. But in the old days, right, when everyone was religious, they really felt that that Shavuot Sheker was a terrible thing. After all, as Tosus pointed out, the whole world trembled when Hashem said Lo Sisa. And even if you don't know the Medrash about the whole world trembling when Hashem says Lo Sisa, it says Mefurish pasuk in the Chumash, right? He lo yinav kashem eser yishas mo lashav. Right? You're not going to be forgiven. It's an unforgivable crime to swear falsely. It's obviously a very big aveira. What's the classic problem, of course? If even thieves are neman, that they wouldn't swear falsely, then, close this question? Then, why can't a gazlan? Meaning, what does he mean? Isn't our case also about a gazlan? What's Tosas Kasha? Our case is also the guy's a gazlan if he took his friend's house. What's Tosas Kasha? Why in our Gemara we're discussing Safek Gazlan, right? Meaning, he might. He's under suspicion, right? Multiplication in our Gemara, except for the side point we're bringing Rabbi Yibar Avinu, someone who we think might be lying or might be telling the truth. Our case, our whole Gemara discussion, Chashamonu Chashan Shuasa, there's two sugyas in the Gemara. There's our sugya called Chashan Amamonu Chashan Shuasa, which is discussing if we think someone might be a Gazlan, although we're not sure. The point is, there's a sex between two people, we don't know if he's a Gazlan or not. Then, there's a Beforish Mishnah in Shavuos, which says, Chashan Al Shavuos, Shekenegdo, Nishba, Venotel, right? And what is that? So we're talking about Avadai Gazlan. Hayechen Mehem, either, this is the easy case, it's talking about Avadai Nishba, Shekher, someone who swore falsely before, that's fine. Someone swore falsely before, obviously, can't trust them. But also, the Gemara says, Hayechen Mehem, Malfi Gurimis, Mefri Chayonim, Zofri Shvias, even a Gazlan Drabonim, right? Masach B'Kubya, for sure, Gazlan D'Raisa. It's Pashat that a Gazlan is Pashat L'Shua. It's Pashat that a Vada Gazlan is Pashat L'Shua. That's one Sugya in the same Mishnah, in the same paragraph of Shavuos. It's the most obvious thing in the world, a Vada Gazlan is Pashat L'Shua. They call them both Chashat. Because, like, Chashat is a tricky word. If I say you're Chashat on Mamon, that might mean we know you would steal, or that might mean we are not sure if you're the kind of person who would steal. And that Gemara is talking about someone who we know would steal. Our Gemara is talking about someone who might be stealing or might not. But why is a Vadai, let's use better words, our saying about Safek Gazlan has the Manda Amar, which seems to be the Maskana at this point, Lo Chashan Shuasa. But a Vadai Gazlan, we know is Pashal Shua. We know is Chashan for Shua. We know we wouldn't let him swear. We do Shekinegu Nishba Benotel. And if they're both Chashan, we would do either Chazar Shul Sinai, Chazar Shul Mkom, or Yechoku, depending on how you pass it. And the Maisa, no one paskins Chazav Shul L'Sinai. That's Tosfos Kasha. And there's a bunch of answers that are shown him, although there seem to be only two really good answers. And they are really arguing with a Katsa La Katsa. So what does Tosfos say? Tosfos starts by saying, Chashar Amun Lo Chashar Shvasa. Nere Dahainu Taima Mishum Shvur Chamorakri Shabiyom Shvur Shon Zazel Lo Sisa. Right, chashan davar kal is not chashan davar chomer. The im tomar im kena my gazlan pasul shvua davar shekinegu nishlo v'notel. Right, he says. Really, if you think about it, it's the same case. What's going on here? A guy who's for sure a gazlan, we don't trust the shvua. In our case, it's maybe 50-50 who's the gazlan, right? Let's call it 50-50. I guess it could be really a 49-49 who's the gazlan, 2% maybe they both picked it up together. Right, let's call it 50-50 who's the gazlan. But we only want him to swear if he's a Gazlan. We only need him to swear if he's a Gazlan. And if he's a Gazlan, then what's the point? It's the exact same thing, right? Lu Yitzur, he's not a Gazlan, then we don't need him to swear. We only need him to swear, Lu Yitzur, what's the Takana? Lu Yitzur, he's right. There's no need for a Takana on him. The Takana is, if he's stealing, he'll be Porish from the stealing because he's afraid of swearing falsely. So, what's the point? If he's not stealing, he's okay. And if he is stealing, he'll swear falsely. It's a Mishnah in Shavuos. Yes?
Is it dependent from the understanding of Gemara also talking about a case of Anir Akhtiya?
So, no. Because it seems from Yochanan here, even if it's not, regardless of whether it's talking about Anir Akhtiya, I mean, the difference between Anir Akhtiya, that's why I said 49%, the difference between Anir Akhtiya and a regular case is Anir Akhtiya is 50% I'm lying, 50% you're lying, one of us has to be lying. Stam, I picked it up, you picked it up, I found it, you found it, it's mine, it's yours, is 49-49-2. 49% I'm lying, 49% you're lying, there's a 2% chance we might both be telling the truth. That has a nafkamina over there. But lachar, by us, meaning the whole reason, right, if you're telling the truth about your half, we don't need you to swear. If you're telling the truth, it's all yours, we don't need you to swear. The point of the shvua is, shaloye kolecha v'holotok alisu jachaveiro, so that in case you're lying, you'll be Porish. But we know from the Mishnah Shavuos that someone who's stealing will not respect the Isser of Shua Sheker. So, Tosfos has two fundamentally different deos about this. One day in Tosfos, first day in Tosfos, is that really a thief would swear falsely or wouldn't swear falsely? According to the first day, exactly. V'ikaron gazlan eino chashud to swear falsely. And that argument makes perfect sense. Oh, what about the Mishnah in Shavuos? Yesh lomar de gazlan mazal shvua elamid rabbanan. That's only a psal de rabbanan. Right? What about a gazlan vadai? Why is a gazlan vadai pasul? That's just din derabanan. Okay, hold on a second. But if we really think that he would respect the Yisrael Shekhar, we really don't think he'll swear falsely. Why would the Rabbanan make a takana to not let him swear? Meaning, really, he's trustworthy. Really, Shavuot is a good tactic. Really, Taka, he would be afraid to swear falsely. So why did the Rabbanan make this takana to apostle him?
They're afraid he wouldn't.
But no, what do you mean? He's not chashid. Really, he's not chashid.
He's not chashid, but there's still a chance.
So there's still a small chance. Okay, really? You have to avoid every small chance? Okay, here else is it. Oh, Drabanan. Paslu, so some of the Rishonim say that Drabanan Paslu because it's Gnai, because, you know, since he's a Gazlan Vadai, it doesn't, even though really we trust him, but since he's generally an unsavory, trustworthy person, therefore, it doesn't look proper to give him a shvua, to give him a shvua. Bezdin, maybe, you know, they're choshesh that it will, you know, once you have thieves, then what's going to happen, right? A guy's a thief. He's a convicted thief from yesterday. Now, all of a sudden, you're going to let him swear in Bezdin. What are people going to start saying? The people on his side will see, you see, this time he's innocent, he swore. People on the other side will say, look, we already know this kind of guy for sure swore falsely, and they'll just start looking bad. People will think that swearing falsely is commonly done. People think that Bezdin Paskin's based on falsehood. It looks, even though really we trust him, since he looks suspicious in the eyes of a lot of people, it looks bad in Bezdin. So somebody should say, right, that maybe it's just a deny. Again, really, he's not chashad al shvua. Really, Gazlan's not chashad al shvua. It's just a chumra drabanan. Why do they only make the chumra drabanan on someone who's vadai convicted? Well, that's obvious. Because only the guy who's vadai convicted is shayach to make a chumra drabanan, to do we chosh about the gnai and the laz. Someone who no one knows whether, our case, a Gazlan safek, of course you don't make a gzira drabanan on a Gazlan vadai, you make a gzira drabanan on. And that's very, very pashut. Just in drabanan, and there were only goes there on unknown Goslin. Okay, that's one day in Tosfos.
Did you say Chashad al Shvua is Midrash or something?
Ah, that is a fascinating question. What about, not Chashad al Chashad al Shvasa, what about Chashad al Shvasa, right? What about someone who actually swore falsely yesterday? We caught him, right? Like Bill Clinton, right? We caught him swearing falsely, right? We caught him swearing falsely.
Yeah,
Washington
declared
he was lost. No, that's Bezdin must be in Osel, right? Don't you know the Gemara?
Yeah,
she was kind of
the
brother. Okay, so that's he was right. It's not a valid excuse. The valid excuse is that he's president, and if you're an important person, you can do whatever you want. That's not a valid excuse. So the so simple pshat. Almost everyone in the entire world says that, of course, if you're swearing falsely, then you're chashad midoraisa. That's pashut, right? That's a pashut rule. You're chashad al davar, it's chashad on it. That's a simple shot. There's a tosos in brackets here. I don't know if you saw it. On Baba Kama Kuf Chesam and Aleph, who has a tremendous kiddush that even someone who swore falsely is only possibly midrabanan for shvua, which is a tremendous kiddush, which we're not going to get into now. But in terms of this, in the to understand the Tosas properly, look at the Granat here and look at the Tsos in I think Tzadi Beis of Cut and Aleph. And maybe we'll come back to it next time. Okay. Where was I? That's one shot. Really, he really means Chashimon is lo Chashad HaShvuasa. And that's only Psul Drabban. And that's a bit dochic in the Mishnah Shvuas, because the Mishnah Shvuas calls it Chashad HaShvuah. Meaning he's not really Chashad HaShvuah just because he's a convicted Goslin. Right? He's really, he's really just me Drabban, and we treat him as Chashad HaShvuah because it doesn't look right. Okay. But that's the only way to defend our sugya. Then we have the second day in Tosfos. What's the second day in Tosfos? Oh, sorry. Before we get to the second day, Tosfos goes on to say, right? He goes on to say, but now, however, we have a simple question. What's the side question? Is the goslin possible Aegis midoraisa or midrabanan? So midoraisa. How do we know it's midoraisa? That's a very silly question. We know it's midoraisa because there's a pasuk in the Torah that says so. Al tashis rasha ein. Simple question, Tosas asks. So why is a goslin vadai pasul eidos midoraisa? And here we'll just get into a side point for 2 minutes. So what might you answer? If he's only pasul shvuah midrabanan, if he's not really chashan shvuah, why is he pasul eidos midoraisa? What would you answer? I know it's two separate things, but in what way is it two separate things? What? Meaning Eidos is not as Chamer as Shua. Meaning Eidos is actually, Shua is much more Chamer than Gzela, but Eidos is an equal Chamer to Gzela, right? That's one answer. One answer is because Shvua is more chamer than Gezel, but Eidos is no more, Eidos Sheker is no more chamer than Gezel. Meaning, Eidos is just a lot more cow than Shvua Sheker. Why? Because, again, don't believe what you see on the lawyer TV shows nowadays, or the crime labs, whatever, that the witness gets up there and puts his hand on the Bible and says, I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I got that shows they don't like Tosfos against the Rambam, because they make them swear the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. That's in America. But in Halacha, that only a Baal Din swears. And a Baal Din is possible, Aegis. Aegis just speak. They just speak, how do we know they're telling the truth? The simple answer is because the Torah says, and then not the third commandment, but the ninth commandment. And they're afraid of violating the ninth commandment. Okay, there's really more to that answer, and there's a one or two homoseptic shas you can't understand without knowing that there's more to the answer than that. But we're not getting into that now, because that would be a tangent of a tangent. Now that's one shot. Is that what our Tosfos answers? Right? Is that what our Tosfos says? What does our Tosfos say? What is Tosfos saying? Tosfos is saying because Eidos is not a matter of practical chashad, but a formal status, right? Al Tosfos Rasha Eid. Is the guy Rasha? Yes, he's a Rasha. Right? If he's a Rasha, how do we know he's a Rasha? Right? Because even though he's not Chayiv Misa, Asher Rasha Lamas, and even though he's not Chayiv Malkus, Chayiv Ben Hakos a Rasha, but it doesn't just say Al Tashi Rasha Eid, it says Al Tashi Rasha Chamas Eid, Tashi Chayiv Chamas Eid Chamas, and he's a Chomes, because he stole money. So therefore, it's a Gzeir Zakasav that a Rasha de Chamas, a Rasha de Chamas, is not allowed to testify. So this is Tosfos in Bav Metzia, Daf, Hey, I'm an Aleph. Hey, I'm a base. That's what I read. This is Artos who says, what's the difference between Eidos and Shua? Shua, there's no pasuk that says you need a formal status in order to swear. Midoraisa. Maybe Midrabbanan they made a rule. Midrabbanan they might have made a rule. Whoever's puzzle for Eidos, it's passnish to let them swear, will make them puzzle for Shua. That's Midrabbanan, maybe. But Midaraisa, there's no formal status of Shua. Anyone who's trustworthy can swear. If you're not trustworthy, you can't swear. Right? Use the normal rules of Chashad, of logic. Use the logical rules of Chashad. But Eidos is not a law issue of logical Chashad. It's an issue of formal status. To be an aid, you need to be an upstanding citizen. It's not an issue whether we think you'll lie or not. No, it's not enough to not think you'll lie. You need to meet the qualifications. The qualifications are to be a tzaddik, not a Russia. Not a tzaddik, like the Balatanya says. A tzaddik and not being a Russia. Not even a baby, like the Balatanya. Just a tzaddik who doesn't have a halos shem Russia to Hamas or a halos shem Russia. Folks, divine brother.
More than a technical thing, because a
karo
can't be an
aid
also.
Exactly! A karo can't be an aid, anyone can swear. That's the point. There are technical requirements for, and one of the technical requirements is to not be a puzzle. Not because we're sure that you would testify falsely. No, because we have very strict requirements, formal requirements for aidos. That's what Artosu says. Okay, where did you get your idea from? Why did everyone say the other way? They said, no, it's a practical difference. From Tosfos in Ksubas. The parallel Tosfos in Ksubas, which in the brackets here says, in this answer, V'yeshu parshim d'gazlan kashash v'me ator d'l chashash v'as elem yidurah bana pasluk shu gazlan v'yem tomer ma'ishna d'le eidus pasuk d'chsev atash yagam rashim v'gomer l'shua kashar. What's the difference? So you might have just said, like it sounds like Mar Tosfos, you don't have to ask what the difference is. It says in the pasuk. V'yesh lo mar d'shua sheker yesh v'onish gadol d'chsev alo yinako d'om shu sari yam shkolo includes in that zeyach shamar kashmah lo sisa. He says, Shua is more chamer, right? Remember in Yoma, Menachamuros, right? And he creases his bezin and Shua Sheker. And Eidu Sheker is not Menachamuros. Not only that, Eidu Sheker is one lav, right? Losan of Echad Sheker. Shua Sheker is two lavim, because who swears? The Baldur swears. So he's doing Zela and Shua Sheker. So, therefore he says, Shua is more chamer. This is Tosfos and Ksubos. Amud Beis. What seems to be, this is a side point to us, but what seems to be the lundish machlokas between these two different formulations in Tosos, if you assume that they're not saying the same thing, Tosos and Ksuba is saying, why is there a difference between Eidos and Shua? Must be practically a thief would testify falsely, but wouldn't swear falsely. Well, our Tosos says, must be that swearing is a practical matter of regular rules of Chashad, and Eidos has formal requirements. Machlokas may very well be, what's the nature of the Psal Rasha for Eidos? Right? There could be a machlokis between different Tosfosim. Maybe they're arguing at a Chakira. What's the Chakira? What's the nature of the Psal Rasha le'Eidos? Tosfos Bava Metzia assumes, it's a formal Psal. While Tosos and Ksubos assumes that it's a practical shasheker, right? So Artos assumes, no, there's a formal requirement of being very upstanding citizen. While Tosos and Ksubos assumes, no, it's all a matter of whether you lie or tell the truth. There are no formal rules. If so, what I'm claiming then is there's a hakira in terms of psule eidos. The hakira in terms of psule eidos is, is a Russia puzzle because he's chashed on lying? Or is a Russia puzzle because it's a chalosh shem Russia? Whether or not he's chashed on lying. I mean, again, no one denies. The more of a Russia you are, the more likely it is that you might lie. But the question is, are you mamish chashed on lying? And therefore, so Russia is whoever, under the normal rules, we suspect to lie? Or no, there's a special exercise of being an upstanding person. You can't even be a karov. You have a lot of requirements for eidos. And this is a machlokas between Tosfos and different Masechtos. Is this true? Really, Tosfos in different Masechtos, just because I made a deal that the Tosfos in Ksubas took the conversation four lines further than Tosfos by us. Tosfos by us says, Pasuk, you don't need to know anything else. Tosfos in Ksubas says, well, very nice to the Pasuk, but what's the Svara? That there's Machlokes in Bali Tosfos, it seems to be that I am correct. Because I'll ask you a simple question. What about someone, let me ask you a very simple question. What about someone, this is a very big Chakira, which really gets onto Kol Tor Kula. What about someone who, he eats treif. Someone who eats treif. He's not so religious. Do you think that he would testify falsely against someone? No. Why? Because he's only chashud on treif. He's only chashud on Rav Shemayim, right? He's only chashud on not being so religious. That doesn't mean that he would swear falsely and hurt people in Bezdin.
Listen, here you have an option of I could be bribed to go out and lie for someone. So I'm over the Lotzikzel to gain money, so I get money to be over the issue of Eid HaShekhar.
But in that case, okay, great. What you're saying is that it's not just that Eid HaShekhar is not worth over. Eid HaShekhar is the same as Zeila. What is Zeila? No. I make money by taking away from you. Eid HaShekhar is someone will pay me money to take away from you. Gevaldik. So that makes a lot, but Nevela, what does that have to do with anything? Okay, so you're all Ravaniks, right? What does Rava says? Momer ochel nevelos lahachis. Someone who eats nevelos not to make money.
Boy, you didn't say lahachis. Momer stami is momer l'teyavon.
No. So momer l'teyavon is a little tricky. What does momer l'teyavon mean? If the nevela is 5 cents cheaper, he won't eat it. But the nevela is $5 cheaper, he will. So then maybe we're afraid you can bribe him. Let's take the best case. A momer is just not so from. So Rava says, kashal eidos. What do you mean? He's not chashud on being a bad person, he's just chashud on being a bad Jew. Or the way the Gemara says there, he's only chashud on being Rala Shamayim, he's not chashud on being Rala Brios. Abaye says back, nope, Mumra Ohlevel, Achas, someone who's not so from, meaning not if they do a tiny Avera, otherwise you have to close down all the what they did. But if they do a serious Avera, like a Lav, like Nevela, Lav, Mamish, Chai, Malpus, like Nevela, then he's possibly, does anyone know whether Paskin like Rava or Abaye about this Mumra Ohlevelos?
Rama passes
like Rava.
Really? I think so. I did it with Ari.
Right, I'll give you $1 if you find that. No, I'll give you $1 million. This is one of the Yal Kagams. This is the man. Momer Ochel Nevelos. We paskin like Abaye. We paskin like Abaye. We paskin like Abaye that a Momer Ochel Nevelos is Pasul Eidos. That a Momer Ochel Nevelos is Pasul Eidos. So, we pass like Vayim Mumra Ochel Nevelos is Pasul Eidos. Why? Why should a Mumra Ochel Nevelos be Pasul Eidos? This is Machlok, because Tosos in Erevin, and someone help me out here, Tosos in. No, that's not even in the brackets. I just couldn't resist my head so hard when I woke up this morning. I apologize.
Tosos helps to help you out.
Yeah. Here we are. Okay. Tosfot Erevin Samach Tes Amud Beis says that Abaye holds like Rav Meir that a chashal davar echa is chashal kol Torah kula. Abaye, what's the other nafkamina? This is nafkamina 1, our sugya. Nafkamina 2 is how to explain Abaye. So Tosfos in Erevin says, how do you explain Abaye? Tosfos Erevin Samach Tes Amud Beis says, Savar Kirav Meir Shechashud Al Dover Echad Chashud Al Kolator Kula. You know what a bayashit is? A bayashit is anyone who do one avera do all averas. If you do one avera, you will do all the averas. That must be a bayashit. A bayi must hold that if you're chashed on one avera, you're chashed on all the averas. That's a bayi. Rava doesn't hold that way. But a bayi must hold you're chashed on one avera, you're chashed on all the averas. And that's a big chumrah. What's the big chumrah? That would be against the halacha. According to that, since we pass like Abaye, we'd have to pass in someone who's chashed on one of yours, chashed on all the Averos, which no one passes, because again, it's a Shulchan Aruch. That would be tremendous chumrah. That's Tosfos in Erevin. However, Tosfos in... Where's the other Tosfos on this?
We do pass like
Abaye, but we don't pass like the Tosfos in Erevin. I'm sorry, one second. All right, I'll come through. Say when I remember, it'll come to my head as soon as I stop thinking about it. Tosin Bechoros, that's it. Tosin Bechoros. Tosos in Bechoros, Daf Lamed, Amid Beis, where are we? Lamed Vavim and Aleph says, "Amar Abaye, Mamar Chulinas Achas Pasul Eidos, VeKaimel and Kavasei." He says, "Hanu Davkalin in Eidos, Rechmana Amar Al Toshes Rasha Eid." Of all the Shar Mili Lo Chashid. Of course, you don't think someone who's Chashid one of yours Chashid for all of yours. That's a special Xeris custom in Eidos of Al Toshes Rasha Eid. So Tosfos in Bechorus, Daf Lamed Vavim and Aleph says, "No." Ain't no chashad al kol haTorah kula, but he's pasul le'edus mishum gzeiras kasav. So that's a machlokes in Tosfos Mechoros. What I want to claim is that the machlokes in Tosfos Mechoros and Tosfos Eruvin is the same machlokes as the machlokes here between Tosfos in Ksubos and Tosfos in Bav Metzia. Now, note by the way that these two shitas don't actually coexist because Tosfos in Eruvin holds if you're chashan one thing, you're chashan for everything. Tosfos in Ksubos holds if you're chashan on Gzela, you're chashan on Mamon and not Shvuah. But that's okay, because Tosfos in Eruvin is within Abaye, and this part of our Sugya is not Abaye. Abaye is the other opinion of our Sugya, not Bava Manala. So I'm not claiming that they're within the same Amora. One is within Abaye, one isn't within Abaye. I'm claiming they're within the same oneness. The Chakira is what's the nature of Psul Eidos. Is the Psul Eidos, when the Torah says Al Tashas Rasha Eidos, the Torah mean anyone who's chashan on lying, on testifying falsely shouldn't be accepted. In which case, the Torah is saying a very small chiddush. All the Torah is saying is that you should only accept an aid who is not chashad to testify falsely, or that's B, or no A. The Torah is saying you have certain formal requirements for an aid. You have to be a kasher, and you have to be a rachok, and you have to be an ish, and you have to be a ben chorin, and etc., etc. And just like a woman can't give aidos, even though we have no reason to suspect her of lying, and just like Moshe can't give Eidos for Aaron, even though we have no reason to suspect he's lying, so too a Rashi can't give Eidos, even though we don't have a strong reason to suspect he's lying. Once he's a Rashi, he's possible Eidos. What are the two places where Tosfos argues about that? Two places where Tosfos argues about this Chakira. One place where Tosfos argues this Chakira is us versus the parallel Tosfos and Ksubos. Why should it be that if he's gazlan is neman for shvuah midoraisa, he's still possible for aegis doraisa? Either you explain practically how, well, he wouldn't lie because that's a big, he wouldn't swear falsely, it's a big avir, but he would testify falsely because that's only a small avir, like stealing. Or you say, no, it's exeris gazva, tash is rasha, hey, there's exeris gazva, aegis, no exeris gazva, shvuah. The other nafkamina is how to explain Abaye. If Abaye says anyone who does any avira, is, or at least anyone who does any serious avira, is anyone who does any significant avira, is pasul eidos. Why is that? So Tosos in Eruvin says, it must be that Abaye holds like the shitas yachid of Rabbi Meir, that anyone who does one avira would do any avira. And therefore, since we pass like Abaye, you would have to pass that anyone who does one avira is not neman on any other avira, which means a tremendous chumrah. As opposed to, Tosin Mechora says, no, Abaye doesn't hold like Rabbi Meir, give me a break. Of course someone who does one of your is not chashin to do all of yours. Someone who does one of your is not chashin to call Torah Kula. No, Abaye just holds it's a formal requirement that you shouldn't be a Russian, therefore Eidos has formal requirements. Halacha l'maisa, this is already getting to a tangent of a tangent, but how you understand, since we pass like Abaye, how you understand Abaye has tremendous nafkamina. One tremendous nafkamina, how you understand Abaye is, well, how about your Deisim and Kuf Yotess? What if someone's neman to do smaller averus? Can we trust them on bigger averus? When to toss an erev and not according to Joseph Machoris? Yes. The other nafkamina is, this is a class of machlokes we've shown him, what about in cases where we relax the formal requirements? Like, for example, what about Eidos Isha, right, for an aguna, that the husband died? Can someone who's not so from, right, who eats the velos, someone who eats the velos testify that a woman's husband died? According to Tosin Erevin, you would say no, because we paskin that someone who's chashit eating the velos is chashit to lie about testimony and maybe he's lying. According to Tosus in Bechoros, you would say, yes, he doesn't meet the formal requirements of eating the velos, but we don't think he's going to lie, and therefore, since we don't require formality for Eidos Aguna, right, we allow women, we allow Ein Echad, we allow Krovim, etc., then we should allow this Ochel Nevelos also, Halach Lemaisa. We pass like Tosus in Bechoros, that someone who's chashud on one thing is not chashud on the whole Torah, and someone who's chashud on the velos is not chashud to lie. Therefore, we would accept the testimony of someone who's not so from in Eidos Isha. We just wouldn't accept them for a dini mamonos in a regular court case because of the formal requirements.
By Eidos Isha, it's more than that, because you even accept a guy if he's talking with the tumam. I mean, it's just a matter of the information. It's not a matter of real Eidos.
Correct. That's if he's talking with Fitumo. The problem is, what if this guy who eats the velos is talking not with Fitumo?
Ah, okay.
Then you have to basically trust his honesty. No. So that's enough. According to Tosin Irvin, we hold like a buyer. We don't trust his honesty. According to Tosin Mechoros, we trust his honesty. He just doesn't meet the formal requirements. And we pass like Tosin Mechoros. Maisim Mechol Yom. I mean, not nowadays, so much Mechol Yom. But, okay. Let's get back to our Tosos. This is all within the first day of Tosos. The first day of Tosos says, really Chashimon is not Chashin and Shvua? Really Chashimon is not Chashin and Shvua? Just as absolute Rabbanim, because it looks bad when he's a Vaday convicted. In our case, it doesn't look bad. We don't know who's telling the truth, who's lying. But if he's a Vaday, you know exactly who's the liar. Then they made Xerid Rabbanim not to let him swear, because it looks bad, because after all, it's possible that he does. Okay. That's the first day. Yes?
I
know. Okay. Thank you. The second day in Tosfos, though, which most Rishonim agree to, I'll tell you which Rishonim are the most Rishonim who agree to it. The Ramban and the Ran and the Rashva and the Ritva and the Yuchasim Ritva. Okay, you see the pattern. The Ramban, Ub, Beit, and Rashel. Right, this is the second day in Tosfos. Who does our Tosfos quoted from? Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, but all the other Rishonim quoted from Rabbeinu Tam, including the other versions of Tosos, like the Tosos Rash, quoted from Rabbeinu Tam. It's not a seer. Rabbeinu Tam said it, and Rabbeinu Chassid said it.
Who was first?
What? Rabbeinu Tam.
Rabbeinu Chassid went by
Tosos? Yeah. All depends how you look at these things. Depends how you find Bali Tosos. And it also depends who exactly they mean by Rabbeinu Chassid, meaning it could very well be that, you know, Chassid is not a, it's not like being a Kohen or a Levi. It's not clearly fixed halachic category. It could be just a matter of how you express yourself. So here we have Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid.
One second.
Yeah.
What is Tosin Ksuba's quoted? Okay, it doesn't matter.
Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, the Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, and the Fate, both Ritvas actually, and the Ran, right, meaning the Rishonei Katalonia, the Medrash and the Ramban, all say, what do they all say? That Be'ikaron, would a thief swear falsely or not?
Yes,
meaning they argue on a very, very fundamental level. They say, really, Be'ikaron, everyone holds Chashan Mamon as Chashan Shvasa. There is no real day that a Chashan Mamon is not Chashan Shvua. Everyone agrees, Be'ikaron, Gazlan, Chashud, Lishavah Lashekar. Ah, so now the Gemara in Shvuas makes sense, right? If someone's a convicted Gazlan, or even a Gazan Rabban and a Mafriche Yonim and a Sokri Shvius and a Masachi Bikobia, etc., then we suspect them swearing falsely. So why over here? What did we just explain over here? Over here, we don't suspect them swearing falsely, right? Wait, what's Al Smach? He might have stolen someone's house. You make him swear, and we trust him to swear truthfully. So what's the point? So he says, V'yeshvarish v'shem Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, ha de Chassid amamona. kosher l'shvua. Hadu chashem anu kosher l'shvua, mishem d'shem al yidei shvua, yifrosh migezel, magazlan vade, kvoshim avonim porish, hu adin mishvua. So, what is he saying? No problem. What's this chiluk? Really, a gazlan will not swear falsely. Will swear falsely. But in our case, what do we mean by chashem anu lo chashem shvua? So, we don't mean because he's only a suffik gazlan. Right? We don't mean there it's a vadei gazlan, here it's a suffik gazlan. We mean there it's a vadei gazlan, here it's a potential gazlan. It's an attempted gazlan, right? He's still in the middle of deciding whether to go through with his gzela or not. Right? So, but he hadn't stolen yet. So what's the chiddush? But, so why here is he ne'amad? So the answer is, because he hasn't finalized his gzela yet. Now, what do we mean by that? What we mean by this is someone who didn't steal. Are we choshed he might be steal? He might steal. Yeah, no. Someone who didn't steal yet. Are we choshed he might steal? Yes. That's where choshed she was tokev to lishna chaveru. Someone who already stole yesterday. Are we choshed he'll swear falsely today? Yes. But someone who hasn't yet done either. Are we choshed he'll do two averos at the same time? No. That's the point. The point is that we're choshesh that someone might decide to steal, even though they didn't used to be a thief. We're choshesh that someone who used to be a thief might now decide to also swear falsely. But we're not choshesh when someone's faced with a choice, not just of adding one avera to his repertoire, of adding two. You could either be a tzaddik. If a guy could either be a tzaddik or steal, we think he might have stolen. That's why we made the tikkun in the first place. If someone is already a thief, but he could be a thief who swears falsely or a thief who swears truthfully, we're choshesh he might decide to be a thief who swears falsely. But if someone could be a tzaddik or a thief and someone who swears falsely, then we assume that we're not because shvua is more chomer. Because shvua and gzela together are more chomer than one of them alone. Right? That's what it means. Al yidei shvua yifrosh mi gezel. And that's what the Rishonim Sfarad explained. He hasn't finalized gzela yet. So, even though even though a person is choshed agzela, right? Even though, I mean, not any person, but an ochiz batalis, right? Even though, let's see, better yet. Even though a gazlan is chashud ashvua. Because someone's choice is this. If the choice is Zela or Zela plus Shvua, then he's choshed to swear falsely. But in our case, what's the choice? The choice is no Avera or Zela plus Shvua. Then he's not choshed. A gazlan who stole yesterday, his choice is to be a thief or to be a thief and a nosei shem shemayim lashav. Then we're choshesh that a thief would also be no shem shemayim lashav. Over here, his choice is he was going to be a thief, but now we gave him a tough choice. He was just going to be a thief. We say, you're either a thief who swears falsely or you're a tzaddik. Then he'll choose to be a tzaddik because he'll be afraid of the double whammy of becoming a thief and a nosei shem shemayim lashav at the same time. And if you'll ask, very pasha, if you'll ask, hold on a second, this is what the Ramban and the other Rishon, you'll say, how about a guy who stole yesterday? Why don't we say, the guy who stole yesterday now, his choice isn't to be a thief or to be a thief who also swears falsely. Maybe now he'll decide to not be a thief at all, and when faced with a shvua sheker, he'll decide to be a total tzaddik. The answer is no. If he's trying to steal, maybe he'll decide to be a total tzaddik. If he already stole yesterday, what do we say? Number one, kasha gezel hanechal, that it's going to be hard for him to give back what he stole yesterday. Number two, even if he doesn't have what he stole yesterday, kevin sheh avar adam nasa sloka heter. Right? Since he's already tam tama disura, someone who already stole yesterday is not going to go back in his zeila. Once the guy stole once, the odds are it's going to be hard for him to do tshuva. So his choice is to keep being a thief, or to be a thief who swears falsely, he'll swear falsely. But our guy hasn't stolen yet, right? This is a pashut mussar part, right? That when someone hasn't done an aveira yet, then they still might or might not decide to go through with it. Once the guy does an aveira once, then he's for sure going to do it again. As unfortunately, I've heard more than one person say, they say it's really hard to eat treif the first time. Right? But once someone eats treif the first time, then it's not so slow to heter. Even though Chazal say, kevin she'avarad b'shana b'nasa slow to heter. Really, psychologically, even when you do an aveira the first time, it's nasas lo kehetzer to a certain extent. Okay, so that's Tosfos Tanya. Tosfos Tanya is once you're a gazlan, you're chashed to also swear falsely. Really, someone who's chashed to be on gzela is chashed on shvua. But if your choice is do neither aveira or both, then maybe the fear of both aveiros will convince you to be chashed on to do neither and to be a tzaddik and just to abandon your evil ways.
What did this relate to the chiluk that we made a few months ago about the point of the institution? Is it to stop the person who actually grabbed or stop the next person from grabbing? Meaning the person who already grabbed is more on the road, and so you know that as opposed to, you know.
No, either way, even the person who already grabbed, you know, until he comes out of Bezdin, he could still do tshuva and wipe his slate clean. We tell him, a guy comes to the bed, we tell him, look, just admit, let it be over with, and, you know, and realize the error of your ways, we'll let bygones be bygones, right? I think it's still true.
Yeah, I want to take that a step further. That means that someone who comes in the bed for holding it, and then they talk him out of it, and doesn't chew it, and he admits it, we don't hold him against it at all for another time.
Exactly.
We're saying that he's a hush.
Exactly. Correct. That means that if the guy would give in, we wouldn't hold it against him at all, which is fine.
According to this answer in the Rishonim, they say that all the psulim that appear in Mishnah and Shavuos and Africhi Yomim, they're also equivalent to somebody who would lie on Shavuos.
Well, here it gets a little tricky because it could be those are only psulim drabbanan. They might admit that mafricha yonim is only possible drabbanan. Even the second answer might admit that mafricha yonim is only possible drabbanan. Although, you know, yesh la'ayin, yesh la'ayin, I admit, but the simple shot is they would admit that's only psulim drabbanan. Yeah.
Is it the combination of both, or is it the fact that there's a shvua afterwards and everybody is scared of shvuas? There's a shvua after the gneva.
No, because if he had stolen yesterday, he wouldn't be scared of shvua today, right?
So it's a combination.
Why? If he stole yesterday, he's not scared of shvua today. That's the Mishnah in shvuas. Why? I'm already a thief. I'm already comfortable stealing. You know, that's kevin she'avar adam nasas lo kehetzer, right? People are comfortable with their lifestyles, right? You never heard people say, oh, like, I'm not shomer this and that. I'm not shomer gzela. I know some people, they flip out in Shana Aleph, they start being shomer gzela. But I'm not shomer gzela. So once he stole yesterday, he's not shomer gzela. Someone is not shomer gzela, it's inside human psychology. Someone is not shomer gzela is not going to be able to resist the Yetzer of Shua Sheker. Someone who is still deciding whether or not to be shomer gzela will say, well, I was willing to steal, meaning I had decided not to be shomer gzela, but since I hadn't done it yet, it didn't become part of my identity and my psychology, even though I was totally to the shomer, I decided not to be shomer gzela. But I haven't finalized it 100% yet, and therefore, if they're going to tell me, look, you start with gzela, you're also going to have to swear falsely, basically your choice is do all the aveiras or none, I'll choose to do none. Someone's already done one aveira. Then they say, your choice is to do one of you or two. Says, Mela, I do one, I'll do two.
That's in Hasidus. There's a whole business about someone who's all the time, he thinks about it. He never does it, but he thinks about doing it. He's not a Russia, but he's not a Tzaddik either.
Okay, we're not talking about the Olamos Elyonim here. We're talking
obviously
a guy who has a habamina to go steal and almost steals and tries to steal is not, I'm not going to trust I'm not going to give him my diamond ring to watch, the same as, you know, give to Lichtenstein. But nonetheless, we're not mamish choshid. Okay, that's Tosfos the most shown, and it's based on psychological insight, which is, even though you might say, what do you mean? A guy who stole yesterday is willing to swear falsely. So a guy who's in the middle of stealing today would also be willing to swear falsely. There was no, psychologically, a guy who swore yesterday is already committed to stealing. Now it's only Shiloh whether he'll add swearing falsely. So yeah, if I do want to rewind and add a second, a guy who's in the middle of stealing has decided that he would have a havmin and he would try to steal, but he's not committed to it in his mind. It doesn't become part of his identity. Therefore, if we tell him, are you sure you're willing to do two aviros? He'll be Polish, and he'll say, you know what? I'd rather do zero aviros. It's fine.
What role does the Inasa Shulis Hatsayin play in the way you're explaining it?
What he means by Inasa Shulis Hatsayin is, what if the guy stole yesterday?
Can you say over the question again?
He says, the Ramban says, Inasa Shulis Hatsayin. What does that mean? So what he means is this. If the guy stole yesterday, now he's coming to steal again today, we put a shoe on him. We're choshing him, right? We're choshing him just like he's stealing today. He'll swear falsely today. Oh, maybe he'll decide today to do zero averus, just like Tosa said. The answer is, ain't on the most achievable like a son. No one's going to decide today to not steal if yesterday he did steal. Meaning, that's in human psychology. Either I always steal or I don't steal. I'm not going to decide, maybe today I won't steal.
That's Logan Hunter.
What?
That's him, not Logan Hunter.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, but
it's two different things.
All right, now you're actually making me read the Ramban. Now you're asking a very docistic question, right? So what does he say? He's not going to do tshuva lachatzayin. If he doesn't do tshuva lachatzayin, isn't that the same as nasus lo keheter? It could be that he's just adding Eino Sechua L'chatzayin. But L'chura, that's not my the Iker reason not to look ahead to because the next line in Tosos. But we can talk about it after Shir. Let's just finish up Tosos. Tosos now asks a simple kasha. He says, if so, if the only reason Gazal Pasulus Shvua is because he's already committed to Gzela, and he has no havmin of not stealing anymore, right? He's committed to stealing. Then, he says, and don't ask the kasha. What do you mean? The guy who ate two sheep, he has to pay for the two sheep. Now he's done shua for the theft he did yesterday. So today he has a choice to be a double avarian or zero avarian, and it'll be poresh. The answer is no, he didn't do tshuva for stealing two sheep. We made him pay for the two sheep, but since he didn't do tshuva, in his mind he's still a thief. Therefore, since in his mind he's still a thief, it's possible to him that he would steal. The only question is to add the second avir of shuva. And that's why I have to say, Yosef, that the line of Eino kasha gezal nechal, Eino was a tshuva lachatzayin, has to be a little lavdavka. Because even the no gezal nechal, and he was forced to pay bal karcho, we still apply the psalm. Because of Nasa's lo keheter, and bal time of the sura. Right. Okay. So that is the mainstream pshat that most Rishonim hold, which is fascinating, that even under low Chashash Rasa really holds Chashash Rasa. Now, let's just see two other pshatim in the Rishonim, which are a little more difficult to understand. These are the two mainstream pshatim, and this is a very fundamental hakira, which I want to get into more next time, which is what's the yesod of saying Chashash Rasa Chashash Rasa or Chashash Ramona low Chashash Rasa. Which part of which is on this Makorashid. Three is the Tosus Rid. The Tosus Rid has really a great, brilliant shot until the end when he gets into a little trouble and it has to become dark. What does the Tosus Rid say? He starts out making it sound really, really good. He said, what's the difference? The difference is not between... Here, according to what's the essential difference here? Here, the difference is between Vadai and Safek, right? So Rabbanim only goes there on a Vadai. Here, the essential difference is between Kvar Avar and someone who's Ober Hashta, someone who already stole versus someone who's only trying to steal now and hasn't yet concretized his descent into the abyss. The Tosfos Rid says that really, why does Mandar Mamiga the Chashan Mamona Lo? He makes a great diuk. Does the Gemara say Chashan Mamona Lo Chashash Rasa? What does the Gemara say? Lo amrina miyuchasher v'chasher ashvasa. So what does the Rid say? The Gemara didn't mean that we're sure he's trustworthy. The Gemara means that he's suffic trustworthy. That's what this Manda Amar means. It means he is suffic chashud. Therefore, what is the Tosfos Rid's answer? Is that a gazlan, the ikaron, it's a suffic ha'im gazlan chashud the shava l'sheker. Really? We're saying lo amrina midi chashman chashman shasa, but lo amrina midi chashman lo chashman shasa, lo amrina klum. That's in the daik and lashon gemara. You would have just said, why say lo amrina midi chashman chashman shasa? Because the first one never said, question said amrina, so we answer lo amrina. Right? It says, no, it's a diak. We're lo amrina either way. And if we're lo amrina either way, then what does it mean? We're not sure whether his shua is valuable or not. We're not sure whether this is a significant shua or not. So what do we do if we're not sure if it's a significant shua or not? What's the chiluk? The chiluk is between, what does it say? Either way we go, le? What does that mean, either way we go, le chumrah? The chiluk is between a shvua letovas hanishba versus a shvua letovas hatoveya. What does that mean? If the shvuah is coming to help you, you're swearing to help your case, then what will we say? We're not sure if that's a valid shvuah, so what will we say to you? You're swearing to win. What will we say to you? Reject. No, you can't swear. We reject your shvuah. But what if your shvuah is not coming to help you? Your shvuah is coming to hurt you. Your shvuah is a chumrah on you. Then you'll say, I'd rather not swear. We'll say, no. Swear, we're machmir. Either way, lochein, holchin, lechumrah, al hechashid. What does l'chumra mean? He says what l'chumra basically means is, at least in terms of nishva, niftars, the difference between cases where what would happen if you didn't swear. He would say, the Mishnah in Shvuos, that's talking about a Shvua d'oraisa. In a Shvua d'oraisa, if you didn't swear, what would happen to you? Would you be chayiv or pater in a shvuah d'oraisa? You'd be chayiv, except that we'll end up saying yitok sheni yochel shekin egdu in a shvuah v'noto. But they'll be chayiv, meaning it's bad for you to have shekin egdu in a shvuah v'noto, because now you can lose your money without any recourse. If you didn't swear, you'd be chayiv. So therefore, we're machmir, and you can't swear. But in the Gemara in Bab Metzia, when we're talking about a takana shelo yehe kol echad ve'echad v'chuli, right? Takana shelo yehe kol echad ve'echad holi v'tog v'chad liso shachaveiro. In that case, what would happen if you didn't swear? If you didn't swear, you would still keep your half, right? Meaning, really, you each deserve half. It's just that kind of to make you swear. But you each deserve half fundamentally. Why do you each deserve half? That was the first week. Exactly why do you each deserve half? But you each deserve half. So therefore, what does it mean? In a shvus motive mitzvah, it's a chumra to not let you swear. Ah, now you lose. You gotta now swear and take. But in a case of our Mishnah, it would be a kula to not let you swear. Then you just keep your half. The chumra is to let you swear. So we say, we're not sure if the shul will do any good or not. So we'll be machmir and make you swear. After all, it might do some good. Therefore, we're machmir that you do swear. That's what he means, and that's his chiluk. His chiluk is, when do we say a gazlan is puzzle? A gazlan is puzzle to defend himself, to save himself with the shvua. We don't let him make a shvua to save himself, to say, who says it's a good shvua? But a shvua to be machmir on you, like shelo yekolech v'hol v'tog v'lish chaveiro, then we will make a gazlan swear. Because maybe it's a good shvua, maybe not, but you might as well take the shvua, right? It doesn't hurt. Doesn't hurt, so I'll read the verse and say it does hurt. Okay, obviously the Tosafot doesn't think so.
That would be it, but not to mean that if you can trust him for a case that's totally unrelated to him, and he just comes as a witness.
No, we know you can't trust the Gazan as a witness. Right? That's a Kira one.
Okay.
Okay, now, what's the problem? This is the brilliant Tosafot read. It sounds really good. The problem is that it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? It doesn't work. He crashes and burns in Hahu Raya. What would you say about Hahu Raya? What's Hahu Raya? Shvuas Heses for a Goslin. What would you say? Shvuas Heses for a Goslin. We all know, if he doesn't swear, does he win or lose? That's a Mefurish Gemara. Right? What happens if someone is a Goslin and can't swear Shvuas Heses?
He wins.
He wins. So therefore, the Chumra is to let him swear or not to let him swear? The Chumra would be to force him to swear, right? So that's the question he asked on himself, says the Tosafot Rid. Right? The Tosafot Rid says, he asked on himself, we should let him swear, right? Because maybe Shmuel will do some good, maybe it won't. Maybe so why let him win? We should let him swear. That's against the Gemara of Haraya.
Who rides a Hesed? Who rides a...
In this Rav Chiya, but in the discussion, right. The last line of Raman Aleph, top of Amud Bey, says, and what if it had been, why didn't you say Shmuel's Hesed?
Right.
The answer is, we didn't say Shmuel's Hesed because Takantahu and Takantahu had Lovdina, and then he'd be Potter. Right? So we know he's Potter from Shmuel's Hesed. That's why he's only Chayev according to Rav Chiya Kamaisa. But if not for Chayev Kamaisa, he'd be Potter. Because a Goslin is Potter when he's Chayev Shmuel's Hesed. A Goslin who's Chayev Shmuas Heses is Potter.
Wait, but then so why is that question Tosafot Rid? Meaning, Shmuas Heses can never kick in here, so then it's not a problem for Tosafot Rid.
But why can't it kick in? We're Machmer both ways. We should be Machmer and make him swear.
That's a technical gum.
No, Takant is do Shege and Egdo. Just make him swear.
No, but the Heses is the...
Is one Takant and make him swear. Zil. So then, what happens is, the Tosafot Rid then has to say, well, there's really a second problem as well. And that's when he has to make, it sounds like a brilliant shot. The problem is then he has to make a second chalak. What does he have to say? There's another din. What's the second din? Then he has to say, there's a second factor that a vadai gazlin is potter mishvua derabanan shema yichalel shvuaso. There's another din that a vadai gazlin who's chayiv shvuah d'rabbanan is potter because it's not worth doing a shvuah d'rabbanan this guy because maybe he will, because maybe he'll lie and then it'll be a big aveira and we don't want such big aveiras. So in the end, basically, he has to come back to Tosfos and say, now hold on a second. A gazlin vadai can't swear, but a suffik gazlin can't swear, right? Anytime I say you owe me 100. Anytime I say, that's my watch, and you say no, I can make you swear Shmuas Heses, even though you're a Suffolk Goslin, right? Why? Is the Vade Goslin more likely to swear falsely than the Suffolk Goslin? No. Because again, Lu Yitzur, you're telling the truth, you can't swear falsely. It's only Lu Yitzur, you're lying, you might swear falsely. Lu Yitzur, you're lying, you're a Goslin, so then a Goslin would swear falsely. So the Chor, what you have to say for the Tosafot Rid, this is not mathematically, anyone knows statistics. Mathematically, a Goslin Vadai is no more likely to swear falsely than a Goslin Suffolk. Why? Very poshut. Because the Goslin Suffolk can only swear falsely if he's lying. You can't swear falsely if you're telling the truth. Right? You can, and if he's lying, he's a Goslin. So therefore, the Tzad that he might swear falsely is a Goslin anyway. So every Goslin Suffolk, within the Tzad that they have a hobby to swear falsely, they're a Goslin Vadai. So you have to, l'chora say, you have to add to the Tosafot Rid. You have to add that this is only a din drabanan, right? Which is what it sounds like. Meaning, we don't like people to be mechal shvuos. It's uncomfortable to us to have situation people mechal shvuos. So if he's a vade gazlan and it's only shvuos drabanan, we'll pater him. In the end, then he comes back to the first day of Tosos, who says, there's a special chumra on a gazlan vadai that they didn't think it was nice for him to swear. And the only difference is, Tosafot just started out saying the special chumra and a goslin. Vadai, Tosafot Rid says, well, for shvuah d'oraisa, I have my own teretz. And for shvuah d'rabbanan, the only difference, he says, they only made the special chumra for shvuah d'rabbanan. So it's like. So that's why this Tosafot Rid is dacha, because he looks like he has one answer. He needs to have two answers. His two answers are, to answer up goslin vadai and shvuah d'oraisa, he says,
That's because he still maybe is chashed, maybe not. So we machmer and make him pay to answer up gazan vada yeshua drabanan. So basically, this is 3A answer gazlan vaday b'shvua de oraisa, and that's a new chap, but it's not such an attractive new chap because 3B to answer up a gazlan vaday b'shvua de rabbanan, he has to say like the first answer of Tosos, and that's why in the end, for Shua Drabbanan, he has to agree with Tosos anyway. They made a special gzeira that it's pasnish, it's not appropriate, it's not nice for a gazlan vaday for Shua Drabbanan. So then you might as well just go with Tosos first answer of the Kamarin, said they made gzeira Drabbanan that's pasnish for gazlan vaday for any Shua and skip his pshat. So that's why his pshat is a little dochuk. The last pshat we're going to see is the Meiri. The Meiri is a fascinating pshat until you realize that it's very difficult. I mean, still fascinating. 4 says the Meiri. What does the Meiri say? What's the difference? The Meiri says...
Hashmata.
No, that's later in the Gemara. Everyone knows Hashmata is not Chashid. What's the chiluk of the Meiri between our case and the Gemara and Shavuos?
He's like a... You assume he's like a liar.
In the Gemara and Shavuos, we know he's a thief. He stole yesterday, right? In the Mishnah Shavuos. What about here? Here we suspect he's a thief. Exactly. What does the Meiri say? The Meiri says that really b'ikaron chashod amamona is chashad shvuasa. But here after he swears, we know he didn't steal, so he's not chashed amamona. In the Mishnah in Shavuos, even after he swears, we know he stole yesterday, so he's still a gazlan. Over here, once he swears, we believe a shvua. Once we believe a shvua, he's not a gazlan. Once he's not a gazlan, then we can accept a shvua. That's the chap of the Meiri. The problem is that the Meiri doesn't actually make sense, self because it's circular logic. What's the Meiri saying? Oh, in our case, it's okay because once he swears, we accept his shvua, and therefore we know he didn't steal the talus. Since he didn't steal the talus, we can accept his shvua. So it's a little funny because it is...
And the other one also.
Because of circular reasoning.
The other one also.
Which other one?
Fernando, the two of them.
Yeah, exactly.
So, each one,
so in the end, we must believe they picked it up at the same time.
So no,
right, we have to believe they picked it up at the same time. Exactly. And even if they say an Erektia, Lamandamer will believe they picked it up at the same time. And then they each said an Erektia as a Havamina of stealing, but in the end didn't go through with it. So this is a little difficult because it's circular logic, and that's the problem. Like, it sounds very good to me read this here. He says, oh, very Pashat Chiluk. In Shavuos, the guy stole yesterday. Whatever he does today, he still stole yesterday. So we know he's Chashad. Over here, once he swears that it's his Taf, half the Talis is his, we trust him. Now we know he didn't steal it. Now that he didn't steal it, we accept the Shavuos. The only problem is it's circular logic.
Couldn't we say that Meir understands it in a more formal sense? Meaning it's not dependent on whether he specifically stole now or not. We haven't established that he's a gazlan, and he's a chashad.
So in the end, what do you have to say for the Meiri? I think, really, you have to say that it doesn't make sense. So I think, really, you have to say that it's really not a new pshat. What's Chaim saying? Really, the Meiri is not talking about the really choshedim. The Meiri is talking about whether he gets a formal psul or not. In Shavuos, he's a formal psul. Over here, we're really not choshed him. Therefore, we trust him that he didn't steal. Therefore, he doesn't have a formal psul. Mehechi Tesi, a formal psul of Shua. Why would there be any formal psul of Shua? Does it say anywhere in the Chumash there's a formal psul for Shua? No. L'chor, you have to say it's Midrabanan. So then, you have to say that in the end, he means the same as Pshat 1. What does he mean? If you assume that the psul of Gazlan is Drabanan, then it makes sense. Why? In the Mishnah Shavuos, he stole yesterday. He's a psul drabanan. In our sugya, we really think he's telling the truth. Midoraisa. Since midoraisa, we believe a shvuah, we assume he didn't steal. Since we assume he didn't steal, there's no psul drabanan. You can get out of the circular logic by saying that you're starting with midoraisa and ending with drabanan. Midoraisa, you believe a shvuah, so you believe he didn't steal.
Midrabbanan, thief is possible. Well, since on the Doraisa level you accept the Shvuah, then that can go back and teach you he didn't steal, and even on the Darabanan level we'll accept the Shvuah. So in the end, the Iri then, even though he sounds like a noob shot, might be saying the same as Tosos. Simple shot is saying the same as Tosos, that's only a Psol Darabanan, a form of Psol Darabanan, and then it makes sense. In the Mishnah Shvuah, no matter what he does now, he can't get out of the Psol Darabanan because he stole yesterday. Over here, Mida Oraisa when he swears we believe him. So Mida Oraisa we believe he didn't steal. Once Mida Oraisa we believe he didn't steal. So why would he have a Psol Darabanan? Mida Oraisa we believe he didn't steal. Ah, we only believe he didn't steal because he didn't steal? No. We believe he didn't steal on the Doraisa level. If you're asking on the Doraisa level, of course we believe him. If you're asking on the Darabanan level, why wasn't a Psol Chal? The answer is, since Mida Oraisa we believe he didn't steal, that avoids the Psol Darabanan. Theoretically, you could also say he means the Pshat of Rabbi Natan Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. What he means is that when you give him two Isurim, every verse at once, he'll be Poresh. But the simple Pshat is that he's really the same as Tosfos, in which case, in the end, there are really only two good Isurim for our Sugya, right? Because the Tosfos Rid has to like split Shvuos Darais and Shvuos Darabanans. And the Shvuos Darabanans has to come back to Tosfos' first Pshat. The Me'iri L'chor has a confusing way of saying Tosfos' first pshat, which makes it sound very good, like he came up with some new chat that answers everything. But then you say it's circular reasoning, and the only way out of saying it's circular reasoning is to say it's not circular reasoning. Saying you're kasher daraisa once you're kasher daraisa, so there's no psol darabanan. So in which case, there's really only two pshats. And what are we left with? We're left with three manda amrim. One manda amar kubnigu du kasher mona kasher ashuasa, which is not who we're dealing with here. One damar mamish lochash ashwasa. There's only psul drabbanan in some cases. And the only difference between Tosin and the Meiri is that Tosin says there's only psul drabbanan and vadai because they don't bother to be gozer and vadai. The Meiri says there's only psul drabbanan and vadai because the suffix we end up believing in. There's no need for a psul drabbanan. And the third chap, which is Reinu Tam, who says, I'm within the manda amar migu duchashin amamona lochash ashwasa, but really he admits chashin amamona chash ashwasa. He just means that you won't jump from zero avirus to two. No one's choshe to jump from zero avirus to two. People are only choshe to jump from one avira to two. Which would mean that, you know, in general, if someone does one avira, maybe we will be choshe them doing a second avira. But if someone's about to do one avira and then we double it, we're not choshe. He'll go from zero to two. That would be a good cure tactic, right? If you know someone does one avira, don't tempt them to do a second avira. But if you know someone thinking about doing one avira, then pile it on and show them that if they do one Avera, they'll do eight Averos, and they'll end up picking zero. Okay, we didn't get to number three here. What I want to pick up with then is, I guess, two things. Number one, what's on the sheet, which is, what's so bad about a Chashid swearing anyway? I mean, even though the answer seems fairly obvious to us. What's so bad about a chashid swearing anyway? Meaning, so he might lie. All right, so what's so bad if he might lie? Who does it hurt? Meaning, he might lie. What wouldn't be the end of the world? Right, let's say I wanted to sue you. Said, you're chayv shvuah. You might lie. Said, you might lie, but I haven't lost anything. As a matter of fact, I'm happy. If you lie, you'll go to hell. I'll at least get some satisfaction in the next world. Right, so lum alo. It makes sense. I think a lot of people would feel that way. If you told the guy, you're going to lose your case, you can at least make this guy burn in hell. I know it's my Yitzhahara, but I feel half satisfied. Saying, yeah, at least he's going to burn in hell because it says, Lo Yinak Hashem, so I got something. And the question of, why would anyone think that Chashimon is Chashin Shwasa if Shwasa is so much more Chavar? And then we'll go through the Shakla Tari and the Gemara and the rest of Daf, and the rest of Daf Heim Beis, which has just a few technical points. And then next week is Chanukah already, right? So we'll only have one shiur on Monday. I meant in 2 weeks. Yeah, I meant the week after next. Sorry. So Monday we'll come back to this. And then maybe on Tuesday we'll... Monday we'll do what I said. And then next Thursday maybe we'll go on to the top of Daf Vav Amud Aleph and Shavuos HaShomrim, which is a little bit of a tangent, but a very, very important Tosfos. And then on the Monday of Chanukah, maybe we'll get into Abaye Shita. And then after Chanukah, we'll pick up with the sugya of Takva Echa Defaneinu and Takva Kohen, and it'll get very leipzig. Okay. I didn't have a chance to write up number 20 yet, so I'll just go.